Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's King Mark with you.
And Johnson.
You know, there's a story out from Raw Story about the Republican debates, and I want so badly for this story to be true, but I know it's some kind of parody. It does, however, bring up an important issue. If you're going to play a drinking game surrounding the Republican debates this evening, you need to be very, very careful. Alcohol is a drug. It's dangerous, and you could die. If you're going to slug a beer every time one of these jackholes says the word Muslim or talks about climate change being a farce, you're going to ruin your liver. And this is it. I mean, you could end up in the hospital playing these games. And not just that. Look, I mean, you know, maybe you're a bit more of an adult. But it's people forget all the time that alcohol is going to give you a headache in the morning. So be careful. You know, enjoy a beverage and while you're, you know, watching it. But don't play one of these drinking games.
I don't know. Is that like a badge of honor if you're going to hang over on the Friday? You're like, I pay attention to politics.
Well, I don't know that the badge of honor, I don't know that it's of any value. You know, you go to you go to work, you try to go to work in the morning, you've got a big headache. No, that's not a badge of honor. I think that,
I mean, the nexus of people who are going to watch the debates and also drink is tiny. Think about it. Like, the amount of people that...
No, they go to bars for these things, man. They're all over New Hampshire. I got invited to watch the candidates debate at a bar, several different bars, all over.
So, are these people actually paying attention? Is that... Because it like, seems like most people are kind of dumb when it comes to, like, actually paying attention and knowing that what's actually going on with the issues and
what
politics.
Percentage of people are paying attention to a hockey game or something like that? It can't be 5% of the population.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I kind of wonder, like, what's the percentage that's going to be, you know, watching a particular sporting event over politics?
If you think that you're going to get educated by watching this, you are dumb.
Well,
okay. Like, this is, no. I mean, this is watching this better be for entertainment, because if it's to find out more about these particular candidates, they're going to spend the whole time lying.
Well, yeah.
I guess
it depends on what you mean by education. I mean educated about the views of the candidates.
I suppose. Well, let's read a little bit from this Raw Story article, because it is funny. This is going from the Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy. I don't know if that's a Surgeon General, and if it is, this is probably not a quote from them. You simply can't drink every time one of these guys says something silly. We've got three candidates who are prone to gaffes: Jeb Bush, John... I always get his name, Kasich, and Scott Walker, and then a half a dozen other goofballs vying with Donald Trump for his little bit of media attention. It's just a formula for disaster. Going on here, we're not saying that people shouldn't have fun participating in the rotting vestiges of our once great democracy. Just do it responsibly instead of, say, shotgunning a beer when Ben Carson compares abortion to a planet-killing meteor wiping out humanity. Consider taking a shot if Jeb Bush acknowledges that human activity is contributing to climate change. This is a good idea. Instead of taking a shot every time one of the candidates, Republican, Democrat, I guess it's tonight's Republican, says something stupid or trite, common, do something. Take a shot if they say something really impressive. That's a good way to enjoy the debate. You know, this is a better thing to do.
Sure.
So, and safer. I don't want any of my listeners ending up with a headache in the morning, or perhaps, I mean, you know, people die of alcohol poisoning. This is a very real drug. And if you, for whatever reason, think it's a good idea to take a shot every time one of them mentions abortion, It's going to be bad news for
you.
Scott
ever takes. I mean, it is the Republican. Here's the thing. It is supposed to be the Republican debates, right? So let's have them have people take a shot every time that one of them actually calls for something that is a reduction in the size of government.
They're going to call.
You probably won't take a drink.
No, that's not true. Republicans are very good at calling for the reduction in the size of government when Democrats are in the White House. They're excellent at that. And currently, there's a Democrat in the White House. So they're going to be vying for who's the better cutter of programs. And, you know, maybe Rick Perry will be able to remember which three he wants to cut this time. You know, that they'll be very good at that.
Maybe I should amend that statement to be to cut a government program in somehow in competition with one of the other candidates.
What do you mean, as far as...
Like, when they say, like, not when they're saying, like, we need to do this because Obama, blah, 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 but, like, when one of them says, we need to do this, and your program doesn't go far enough, we need to do this and this and such and such. We're talking to another candidate.
In comparison.
Yeah,
well,
in comparison to another candidate. I think that will happen very... infrequently.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just gonna watch the highlights, and I don't expect there to really be highlights. I think it's interesting that the also rans the kids table debate already occurred.
Right.
And I know that Carly Fiorina was in there, and she had a nice zing against Clinton and Trump at the same time, because I guess Clinton called Trump just before he announced for the presidency.
Right. Okay.
And of course, Trump has donated to the Clinton Foundation and Hillary's campaign and stuff. So she was able to sort of say, "Hey, I didn't get a call from Bill Clinton.
Did
you guys get a call from Bill Clinton?"
Yeah, I'm still amazed at the lineup, I guess, of the Republicans this year. I mean, to me, it's like everybody, you know, they're saying, Trump is the front runner and he's in the head in the polls. It's like, really? Republicans, like, this is the clown that you want to put up front this year?
Yeah, it's not a clown car. It's a clown bus this year. I think that people are refreshed by Trump because he's saying, sort of, he's speaking more plainly, right? Like, he's not measured. He's not speaking in political speak. He may be, I think at this point, he's sort of planning his words as best he can, but, you know, he's ready to fight. And I don't think there's any particular problem with a candidate coming out ready to rumble, but, I would not expect Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee. I think that people will come to their senses. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty early, I mean, it's just the middle of the year before the election. We're far more than a year away from this thing. If you think Donald Trump is going to hold on to the reins of this nomination, I think you're in the minority. Maybe you're right.
I'm still waiting for the amendment that makes the movie Demolition Man possible to come true so that we can have the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not possible because he's not a...
That would be the amendment that would be necessary in order to allow him to run.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. I mean, Americans, right after Obama, it's like everybody's, half of the Republican Party is calling him a Kenyan. No, that's not going to happen.
There are certainly crazier things.
I suppose it would have to be done.
If people decided to get behind the Republican candidate to do that, I think that's where it changes a little bit, changes the dynamic.
I would agree, and I don't see that there's a particularly good reason why somebody should be excluded from the presidency simply because they weren't born an American citizen. That doesn't matter to me, but there's enough jingoism out there, and jingoism isn't run by rationality.
Right, right.
I mean, it's like the opposite of rationality. And so there's plenty of it out there, just, ain't American enough in America to run American president in America. Right? Like, it's just not
going to fly. I didn't grow up speaking German.
Right. It's just not going to fly. It seems even less likely than Trump being in office.
My foreign policy will be to terminate my enemies.
I think, Trump would probably do better tonight just to do a bunch of Schwarzenegger impressions. I mean, this is such laughable bullcrap that Americans are going to be tuning into this evening.
You're fired.
Don't waste your time on these clowns. God. Listen to Free Talk Live. We'll be here all evening. Stay tuned to your radio. Lock the dial and break the knob off. Listen to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. What do you think the most laughable thing about the Republican field is? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, you know, I guess I'm supposed to take seriously the whole presidential debate thing. I'm a good citizen. I go and I listen to these people talk about whatever they talk about. But I don't have it in me. I just don't care enough. Yep, I'll go vote in the primary. And, you know, at this point, looks like the most pro-liberty candidate in the Republican primary is going to be Rand Paul. He'll get my vote. I have a soft spot in my heart for him. Hope he gets it. But, I'm not going to watch this. Maybe some highlights, but not going to sit there and put hours into it. If you have some interest in it, tell me. You know, you tell me what candidate you like. I don't think I'm very impressed with any of them, but I'm kind of surprised Sanders seems to be beating out Clinton. Maybe that'll happen. Anyway.
Now you're surprised. Remember, I said. You were like, that's not going to happen.
I don't know, man.
Now you're suddenly convinced.
I'm getting more convinced. Yep. Well, now the FBI is investigating the whole email thing.
Well,
not to say that they're going to arrest her, probably looking to see if there were any leaks. But, you know, this lady's got,
she sure does deserve to be arrested
for days.
For days.
If you want to reach a bunch of people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You've inched forward at a stoplight to read a bumper sticker. Well, you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Once you get going on them, you probably just keep scrolling through them like I do. Libertystickers.com, it's well worth the read. Let's go to the phones. Got Mike calling in from, looks like Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, folks. Hey, Mark, just want to say great job the other night. I saw your video up on YouTube. You were giving a speech in front of the city of Keene, wherever, about the tax exemption. It sounded like they were kind of denying you what you were looking for. What's the next step here? What's going to happen?
Yeah, let me set the stage here. So, this was a Shire Free Church thing. They were deciding whether or not the parsonage would be considered a parsonage. And I knew from the get-go that they weren't going to give it to us. They don't give us anything. And so what I prepared was a speech just, lambasting them. And I actually spent quite a bit of time working on this speech. I made sure that I didn't use any words that might be considered cuss words, because that always shuts them down. So I didn't use the term asinine or something like that.
Asinine isn't a cuss word.
Yeah. It has the word ass in it.
Exactly. So it just takes, a special kind to think that's a
An asinine
word.
Individual would think that asinine is a cuss word. No, doesn't matter. I also pulled out all the accusations that they hate us and, changed out those things. And it's, frankly, I think it's a pretty good speech. It came off better than I thought it did. My throat was getting dry at the end. And I was getting kind of nervous, so I felt like I was speeding up, and I didn't like that. But nonetheless, I thought it went pretty well, and people seemed to like it on Facebook. So the next step is to take it to court, and we're gonna go in front of the lower court. It's unlikely the lower court's going to do anything for us. It's only at the higher courts that you can really expect to see something. But you can always hope.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I mean, you guys work hard at what you do, so I wish you guys the best of luck. So the reason I'm calling in tonight is to talk about a story that I saw in the news last night out here in Portland, Oregon, and this by far is not the only time that we've heard of this kind of thing happening. And this is a man in Portland here who is getting fed up with the Oregon Department of Transportation not repairing not even a section of the road, but there's a lot of bicyclists out here.
Yeah.
And there's like a grating in the road, it's a manhole covered square. And there's like a little crack in between where the sidewalk starts.
Wait, I'm sorry, you just said it's a manhole cover, it's square.
Yeah, or I guess you call it a grating or a sewer or something like that.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because manhole covers, I always think of as being a circular object, a very round thing, but you're talking about sewer grating, like right up by the curb?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
You don't want to ride down that on a bike.
No, exactly. And where the breakdown lane starts, there's like a little, maybe like a 4 or 5 inch dip, and then you have the sewer.
Right.
So he was begging and pleading with the city of Portland to, hey, look, we got a problem here. You can hit this crack and be flung right into traffic. And so they obviously know about it, and he's waiting and waiting, and nothing's happening. So he finally got set up, and what did he do? He didn't even go out and repair the road. He just took a paintbrush with some yellow paint and painted around the area of the grating. And right above it, this is the most interesting part. It says ODOT, which is Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT knows. So then later on in the news story on TV, they were saying that the ODOT is not going to seek any kind of criminal charges this time. And I think it's because that it had something to do with him putting the ODOT nose above the grating, because it kind of brings it to their attention that, hey, they've known about this for a while now, and nothing has been done about it.
So you think the lesson to learn here is that you, if you're going to paint on the road, that you let them let people know that you had contacted the Department of Transportation ahead of time? Is that the idea?
Well, I mean, I think that they're just not doing their job.
It can't hurt, and here's why it can't hurt. Because when this gets covered, if this goes to court, right, it's going to get covered in the press. And that little detail is going to hit all the news stories that happen about this if they take this, whoever it is, to court over it.
It's true.
Painting that does make a big difference, could make a big difference in the, right, the media coverage of the incident.
Well, they're calling
Mike. Go ahead.
They're calling it vandalism now, so, that's...
Well, they're going to call that vandalism. They're wrong. It's just some guy trying to make an improvement to the road, but they have this whole system for paint and all this stuff that they do, and, basically they're going to have to rip the road up to make it wider in order to accommodate the bikes, right?
No, not really. I mean, it's just you can pull it up online, it's just a small little crack that has to be filled in, and this is a minor, 20-minute repair. I mean, it's not
okay.
It's just, if you hit this thing right, when you're on a bicycle, you could tip over. I mean, it's not going to take many hours or anything like that to repair it.
But it's 20 minutes per grade, right? It's not just one grade, it's all of them.
This is the only one that was mentioned. So it's just that one, you can pull it up.
Well, thanks for letting us know, Mike. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Going to talk about Reddit. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I will. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. It's...
That was abrupt.
What's that? It just dropped out. Yeah. What do you want?
Give us a call right now. Right now.
It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Hey, so I'm looking at some of the rules from the GOP debate drinking game, and they are pretty funny. I'm going to read a few of them, pepper them through throughout the show here. Apparently, you take a shot each time Donald Trump says, loser, tremendously successful, and stupid. Just if this was the only game, you're going to be drunk. You're going to, this is a prescription for alcohol poisoning, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do this stuff. Or if Jeb Bush squirms answering a question about the Iraq war, shot. If Scott Walker talks about his success in Wisconsin, that's a shot.
Are there any rules in here about Jeb Bush mentioning George ever? Like, my brother.
I don't know. Probably not. Ben Carson mentions an unborn child. It has to be those words, unborn child. And Mike Huckabee says Palestinians aren't real. Apparently they're, not real or something. I don't know.
I think it would be also a fun drinking game. This is for, a Free Talk Live listener to do as a drinking game. Well, I guess... it's not really going to count if you're listening to us. But maybe a liberty-minded person could document how much alcohol would be consumed for this drinking game if this drinking game were to actually happen.
Oh, man.
That would be interesting to know. Like, if someone had actually been drinking during this, they would have consumed this amount of alcohol, and their blood alcohol content would be, 40%.
Well, you're going to do pretty bad if, I mean, here, Ted Cruz can really only talk about his father's immigrant story one time, right?
Right.
Maybe sure. Twice. If Rand Paul postures on Iran, if Mark Rubio draws attention to his youth, Chris Christie delivers a macho one-liner.
Or if, God.
John Kasich peppers his answers with expositions as to who the hell he is.
So,
anyway, that should be funny. If any candidate, anytime any candidate says, all lives matter.
I'm amazed that John Kasich, well, I mean, I guess, you know, I would be, that John Kasich is in these debates as opposed to Carly Fiorina, because, like, I'd actually heard of her. I have no idea who John Kasich is.
It had to do with polling, and yeah. Kasich has actual executive experience.
Okay.
Well, I mean, executive government experience. Carly Fiorina has private sector experience. I got to say, I kind of liked her, too. But
I'm not going to go that far. I just said I actually
kinda,
heard of her.
I just said I kind of liked her.
Right.
I mean, I'm of under the impression that we are going to have a president in 2016.
Right.
And, you know, I'm kind of interested in who it might be. I suspect we have heard their name as a potential candidate at this point.
Right.
So I'm looking. It seems unlikely to me that that person will be a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly we've seen this sort of bouncing back and forth between the parties and in the White House. So I think it's going to be a Republican.
I have a left field question for you. Have you heard, because it's not so left field. I mean, my brain is going in the direction of Carly Fiorina and, you know, Hillary Clinton could be the, you know, front runner for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And you're up against a woman. So you need maybe a female presence here in the Republican, you know, playing field.
Yeah, sure. It didn't do any good with Sarah Palin, but okay.
Sure. So this could be another exactly the same kind of mess. But, you know, if it were Carly Fiorina as a front runner as opposed to, you know, a running mate, it might make sense because then you have two women going up against one another in the you know,
sure,
the final debates. But the question that I have for you is, have you heard the rumor that Donald Trump might select Stacey Dash as his running mate?
Is she a porn star?
She is an actress, not okay. A porn star. She is one of the most famous roles that she's famous for is as the basically second star in Best Friend in the movie Clueless, starring Alicia Silverstone from the 90s.
I have seen that. I've seen, yeah, I mean, I guess she's...
She's also become a newscaster for Fox.
Okay.
You know, and they basically, and she's...
I'm looking at her now.
Yeah.
Is she black?
Yes.
Okay. She's got blue eyes, right?
Yeah, she's probably...
She's a striking woman. It's just, it was difficult to, I mean, I...
Yeah, I mean, she's incredibly attractive. She's a newscaster who's, you know, chosen for that. And she's basically famously come out and said it's been... She kind of got busted saying this. It wasn't really supposed to be, you know, something she was saying on Fox News, but she basically said that Fox News keeps her around because she makes old white men horny.
Yeah.
You know, that's her whole purpose is to be there, that she doesn't really necessarily agree with any of the issues that she's talking about, according to her, and that's why they keep her around.
I see.
And
well,
she's like, you know, yeah, you know, I can keep doing this into old age, being a newscaster. The actress thing probably wouldn't have continued to pan out, but this politics news thing, sure.
If you search her name on Google, you'll find pictures of her fanny. So, yeah,
sure.
I guess she's doing that.
There you go. That would be an interesting running mate selection for him. Like, why? Again, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, it's a Palin. If he does that...
If Donald Trump has the opportunity to pick a running mate, I would be stunned. I suspect he is the
right.
He's the flash in the pan. You can remember in 2012, we went through all kinds of candidates back then.
Right.
You know, Herman Cain was up for a few weeks. Nine. Right? And
I like Herman Cain, actually, of all of them.
Well, I mean, he was a bumbling fool, but I liked that the Republicans...
He ran a nationally successful pizza chain. Come on.
I liked that...
he can't be that much of a fool.
Well, I don't know. I liked that he just... run it? A CEO doesn't run a business. You know that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
CEOs are
outward
facing. Yeah, they're a face, not a not the person who runs the business.
Well, you know, that's kind of true of the presidency, too.
Well, agreed. I like the fact that he that Republicans had the front runner as a black guy, right? Like, it just kind of it undermines the Democrats' whole,
right.
Oh, the Republicans are a bunch of racists. All of them, everybody over there. You know, I heard about this Southern
Chuck, we're not supposed to be talking about this.
1979! Right? Like, this just...
Don't you remember our lesson from last week, Mark? We're not supposed to be discussing these things.
What's that? What sort of thing?
Race. At all. We're not to talk about
it.
Sorry. We're just a couple of white guys.
Well, too bad. Gonna talk about race. Let's go to the phones here. Got Libertarian Banker calling in. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, what's on your mind?
Good, good. Hey, I'm real happy that Dave is calling in again, man. That guy is so entertaining.
Dave from Poughkeepsie?
He called in last night. Dave from Poughkeepsie, yes, sir.
Okay, not Dave from Montana.
For folks who don't know, Dave from Poughkeepsie was a chronic caller. He hadn't been on, but hadn't called for a while. I think he got tired of us making fun of him, but he's back. So go ahead.
So glad that he's back. But anyway, I want to talk about Bitcoin today.
Sure.
Specifically, I want to talk about the blockchain. The blockchain is a really interesting technology, and in fact, I think it's a lot more interesting than Bitcoin itself.
A lot of people do. Can you explain the blockchain for listeners?
Yeah, so the blockchain is basically the public ledger of all the transactions conducted with Bitcoin. But the beauty of it is it's not centralized. It's decentralized among the entire Bitcoin network. And I'm not going to get into, you know, all the specifics of it, but that's basically what it is.
Yep.
And so it's of a very big interest, I think, to the banking industry because of ACHs. The ACH system, automated clearing.
What is an ACH?
You know, it's like a direct deposit.
Okay.
An instant transfer between accounts.
Okay.
It's very outdated. It's still in the 70s and 80s. And
yeah, banks are the closest things to government as far as bureaucracies go. I mean, they have almost no reason to give customer service. So yes, innovation is slow
in
coming.
Exactly. And if they the ACH system takes about 2 days maybe to get your money into your account, whereas Bitcoin is instantaneous, and the blockchain allows that. And ACH is big money for banks as well as wire transfers. And,
Libertarian Banker, I want to talk about this a little bit more if you'll just hold the line here.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Do you have thoughts on the presidential campaign that's going on? You want to talk about Bitcoin? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We've been kind of talking about the Republican candidates, and then Libertarian Banker just called in about Bitcoin. Want to talk about that? But speaking of Bitcoin, if you're interested in news about Bitcoin, industry news, reviews, education, latest cryptocurrency news in the ecosystem, Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about Bitcoin and digital currencies. Their website integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. I signed up for their newsletter, Bitcoinist.net. They make it easy for you. Bitcoinist.net. Let's go back to Libertarian Banker calling in from, well, he doesn't say. Listening on the TuneIn app. How's that? Okay, Libertarian Banker, you're talking about how the blockchain, which is this technology that makes Bitcoin possible, is useful for banking. And I want to get on with that, but can you quick explain what Bitcoin is for listeners that may be uninitiated?
Sure. So Bitcoin is two things in my eyes. It's a currency as well as a financial transaction system that can move wealth from here to there. And it relies on a decentralized sort of network. It's all digital. It's not a coin you can hold in your hand.
It's an international currency that basically you can use through your computer or through your smartphone, and you don't have to change currencies when you move from one location to the next, and you can send and receive money nearly instantly for almost no fee.
And it is all about the consumer. It is not about big banks and big fees, which is why I like it. But I wanted to also talk about the ACH system, which
the ACH system is the
it's direct deposits. It's you know, vendor payments, things like that, electronic payments. Everybody does them. But that system itself has not been updated since the 70s or 80s. And the reason why, most of it is because of wire transfers. banks make big fees off of wire transfers.
Yeah.
By the by, that
means it's $25 to send money to that bank account instantaneously.
That acronym ACH stands for Automated Clearinghouse.
Okay.
Exactly, exactly. It is actually a branch of the department in the Federal Reserve that is a clearinghouse for these payments. So it's very centralized. So which is why I like Bitcoin and why I think the blockchain technology specifically could be used even for dollars, because it's a public ledger. But the problem is it could be created and controlled by an elite few rather than some guy in his living room with running Bitcoin software. So,
do you think that the elite few could get a hold of the Bitcoin blockchain? Because there's all kinds of blockchains. Many of the cryptocurrencies run on there.
Could invent their own for the dollar, okay. Not the Bitcoin. No,
gotcha. So, So, what do the banks pay to the Federal Reserve to do these wire transfers? What's the? The banks charge a fee, obviously.
Very small. Wire transfers? Wire transfers. I don't know the specific fees, but it is nowhere near what you're paying. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. So mostly the banks are keeping that as profit.
It's a big profit center. It's a big profit.
Well, banks. I mean, banks are interesting things. People want to pay nothing for doing business with them, but they've got these offices all over the place. There's people in those offices. They're doing things. If you've got a bank account, you're supporting. You're part of a network that supports a lot of people who have jobs. The money to keep those people employed has to come from somewhere, and keeping money in a secure place, that's a service. I don't understand exactly how they make their money.
Well, it's a service, but we're paying you for your money, right? We want your money so we can then turn around and loan it out or invest it in whatever. So that's where the money's made, the net interest margin, which is a banking term on the cash flow statement.
So we're told. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for calling and enlightening us.
I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, appreciate it. Libertarian banker.
So one thing that I'm trying to figure out, Mark, in regards to Bitcoin that I don't quite get yet is why with Bitcoin is it's basically stabilized at $300, right?
Well, it was basically stable at $225 some time ago, but okay.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'm wrong. It seemed like it's been fluctuating around $300 for quite some time now.
Okay.
And my point, I guess, would be, like, if it's supposed to be this inflation-proof currency, shouldn't Bitcoin be... I mean, I know for a while it was looking for its value, but then it's gone down, and now it's kind of come back up and kind of stabilized for a while. So if it's at its value now or kind of found where it's going to be, shouldn't it start to be climbing generally because of the fact that the dollar has been consistently falling? Why?
Inflation?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it will continue to climb, and I think it'll climb more slowly. I don't think it'll do what it did before. The story is, and it's difficult to know for sure, but the story is that Mark Karpeles, who has now been indicted by the Japanese government, he's the former CEO of Mt. Gox, or Mt. Gox, which was the first Bitcoin exchange, that he had these two bots known as like Marcus Bot and Willy Bot or something like that, I think. And certainly one was named Willy Bot. Anyway, that these bots basically traded in Bitcoins but never bought or sold them. So they essentially were running up the price with these two bots. He was running up the price of Bitcoin with these two bots in order to save himself from the results of a very early hack. He was just kept trying to tread water. And, that's what drove it up the last two times, the spike to 256 and the spike to 1100.
How does that work? I don't even understand.
Well, he's running the trading platform.
They're trading. Oh, okay.
He's running two fake traders that don't actually have to pay for their trades.
Right.
And, they're just constantly cycling through the Bitcoins that he has already that he has from other people.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I could tell, when Mt. Gox was, when you could see the price there at that exchange versus the other exchanges, and it was completely different.
Right.
And then BitcoinAverage.com allowed you to average the price of Bitcoin and exclude Mt. Gox from that average.
Right.
I knew it was over. I got everything that I had to get out of there out. And I might have, I still had like a couple of pennies worth of Bitcoin in the Mt. Gox exchange. So the Japanese government keeps on sending me these weird emails about what's going on with Mark Karpeles. But all in all,
dishonorable.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave. We said his name and we've called him. Dave from Poughkeepsie. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey there. Yeah, I know you guys. Someone called in and they mentioned my name. Last night when I was talking to you guys, you guys blatantly hung up on me, and then you guys just went and called me a bunch of names when I didn't even get a chance to even respond. I don't like that. I don't like the idea of you guys hanging up on me and then calling me a whole bunch of names when I can't even go back and respond.
You said that.
Yes.
I wish that, you know, we could have you on the phones with Dave from Montana. And just be like, hey, Dave from New York. How's it going, man?
I should be a weekly guest. I should make an appearance on Free Talk Live, maybe like once a month or once a week or whatever, so that
you have a telephone.
I should actually be there in person. I want to be there in person so that I can.
Why would you want to drive here when you can just pick up a telephone?
So that he can say it to our face.
No. No, what? The answer is no.
Because, I should actually be there in person so that, so that I can actually speak to you guys in person.
No.
Why?
Because there's no way. You're good for a couple of minutes, man. You can be very entertaining for a couple of minutes, and then that's it. That's all you've got.
I think
you begin to repeat yourself.
We have, there is a co-host who is here on Free Talk Live who is on Friday nights, Daryl, who is very into wrestling, WWE. And I think what we really need to do is we need to build a ring out in the yard here.
I was talking about some guy last night. His name was Bob in the Black, which about recording a show because he got all mad because I was recording his show and he didn't really like it putting on like a mixed cloud or whatever. He got all mad about it, and I was just trying to get his show like promoted, like I was trying to like get exposure to his shows and that kind of thing. And Daryl, I don't really like Daryl. You know, he's like off the wall. And please tell Ian to put a shirt on.
Just stop watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
Tell him to put a shirt on, please. It's disgusting.
You know what? In Florida, he used to do the when we were back in Florida, we moved here, moved up here in New Hampshire in 2006. He'd do the show in his boxers. I mean, I'd be there from work with a tie on, and this kid would be sitting in his boxers. So whatever.
So you don't want to come up here and wrestle, Dave?
And the proper way to say it end the phone call is to, say goodbye, nice.
Goodbye. 855, 453.
He couldn't even answer my question. I was hoping we could set up a cage match.
855-4503.
At the very least, he can announce it.
3-3. Goodbye. Loyal subject.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.